I'd like to start out by saying I'm going to pull a Favre on you. I've changed my mind. I'm coming now. I'm not going to do that. It's been a real tough last 48 hours coming to this decision in my heart. What simply happened is that the situation just didn't feel right. And I've always been one to follow my gut and follow my heart with decisions, and when I've done that, things have worked out pretty darn good for me. And my gut was telling me that this wasn't the right situation, and so I went up, I had a great conversation with Mike, and we talked about it and told him what I was thinking. He gave me some time to go home and think about it with my family, and during those 24 hours I tried to rationalize all the reasons to stay here, but my gut kept telling me that the situation just it wasn't right, and I couldn't make it right. And I want to thank Mike, Pat Bowlen, the Broncos organization. The last 4 years here have been wonderful. As I told Mike, I only have one regret. When I came here, I looked him in the eye and told him we're going to win a championship, and we didn't get that done, and I'm sorry for that. But I also looked him in the eye and said I gave you everything I could in terms of trying to do that. And everybody here has just been wonderful to me. The fans have accepted us, myself on the field, my family off the field. We came here with a lot of fear 4 years ago in a new situation, and now we're seriously considering, you know, raising our family here and calling it home. Where do I go now? I'm going to explore all my options. Mike has allowed me to do that. I asked him to set me free so I could explore my options. I'm gonna start the process of doing that. And what are those options? Those options are to continue playing someplace else. I still have a great passion for the game of football. Still very much love it in my heart. I prepared myself extremely hard this year, and I feel like I'm in great shape. My health is tremendous. I still feel like I can compete at a Pro Bowl level. But the situation's gonna have to be right. I'm not just gonna play for any team or any situation. The situation's gonna have to feel right. And if one does present itself, I'll consider it. If not, I'll consider other options. I got an email this morning. I already had my first job offer. Someone called and asked if I would coach fall baseball now, and for our 9-year-old son. So got one job offer. I feel good about that. You know, I'd just like to thank everybody for the great years here. I wish this team all the best. This is I really like the feel of this team, and that's what made this an extra hard decision. This team has a great chemistry to it, and I think they're going to do very well. And I wish them, I wish Mike, I wish everybody the best. And I think that's it. If you have any questions, I'll answer a couple.
When you talk about the right situation, what does that mean? Is it just playing time a little bit, full time?
No, it's not just based on playing time. I don't know exactly what that will be. I'll talk to a team. I think I have a pretty good gauge of a situation that will be right. I'll consider my family. I'll consider, I'll consider everything. And if one presents itself that feels good and feels like it's something where I would put forth the commitment to, because I only know one way of doing it, and that's full speed ahead. And so I'm going to make sure it's right, but we'll see. We'll start that process.
What have your conversations been like with guys in the locker room today?
I haven't had a lot of conversations with the guys in the locker room. It all kind of happened suddenly. I left. Yesterday I had an opportunity to go out with about six of the guys. Hopefully they came back to meetings on time and in good shape. But we had a nice time just kind of celebrating our time together and wishing them the best of luck. And I wanted to explain to them what had gone down. And so I'll have an opportunity in the coming days to talk to my teammates and look forward to that.
You went through some, going back and forth back in March.
Mm-hmm.
And what changed, I guess?
First of all, I don't regret the fact that I spent my whole offseason working for this. I put my whole heart into it. It was a different situation for me. I had somewhat come at peace with even the role of the playing time. That's a hard thing for me to do. I'm a prideful guy, and it was hard for me to let go of that, but I had at some point had a level of comfort and peace with that, but it went even beyond that. as I was telling Linda, the one thing I've always done when I stepped in between those lines, I've always enjoyed myself in the locker room, and I've always enjoyed myself when I stepped in between the lines. And the last couple days at the practice field, I wasn't doing that. And that's when I knew that that something had to change.
What was, you said many times that something wasn't right, your gut told you.
Mm-hmm.
What wasn't right, do you think? Because you said you thought this team will be successful.
Yeah.
You liked the chemistry. So what is it? And you said you came to grips with maybe being a part-time player. So
yeah.
What is it?
Well, I came to grips with it. I had reached some level of peace, but it probably was that. I just it wasn't sitting right. And like I said, I just knew that it couldn't, you know, why prolong the situation? I felt like for the team's best interest and for my best interest, it was time to make a change.
Hey, John, this is your 16th camp you've come into. Despite how this camp so far has been different for you from the previous 15, kind of help us understand, you know, the difference.
As I mentioned earlier, I tried to take an approach coming into camp this year where I was just going to enjoy every opportunity to get on that field and every second. I think it was different in that for the last 14, 15 years being a starter in this league, I've been expected, the expectations from the organization would be that I play at a Pro Bowl level and help carry a team. This year, you know, I think I was treated very fairly, but there were really no expectations. And so it was a different scenario for me. I think I handled it well. I prepared myself, got an incredible fitness level, and was ready to play. But like I said, it just ultimately it wasn't the right situation.
Okay, thanks, John.
Thank you.
Okay, I talked to John after our last OTA day, and after our last OTA day, John came up to me and he said, "Mike, if the season started today, you know, where do you see me?" And I said, "John, to be honest with you, I don't think in those terms with the OTA days, because I evaluate that after our first three preseason games and obviously the summer camp. But since you asked me the question, I'm going to go back, talk to our coaches, look at all the OTA days, and I'll tell you tomorrow at our bowling derby, if we were starting today, exactly where we'd be." And I sat down with John. I said, "Hey, John, you'd be our first team safety, but you want to be on our nickel package." And when I shared that with John, he said, "Mike, give me about a week if you would, because I got to come to a decision if that's something that I could deal with." And he said, "If I don't call you within a week, that means I decided to come back and give it my best shot. Even if I don't play nickel, I'm going to give you everything I got and do everything I've been doing since I've been a pro." And knowing John, he was going to do exactly that. Then after Tuesday's practice, he came up to me and said, "Hey, Mike, I need about 24 hours to kind of think what I want to do." He said, "Right now, not playing nickel or not playing dime," he said, "you know, you kind of lose a little concentration what you're doing, even with your base defense. So therefore, it's kind of tough with me." I said, "Hey, take as much time as you want." And he came back to me and he said, "Hey, Mike, I'm just, you know, I'm a guy that's really got to be involved. I've been a Pro Bowl player, a consummate pro, and I just don't kind of like the role that I'm in right now, and it's very tough on me." And I said, "Hey, John, you've given everything to this organization a guy could give. If you think it's not going to work out here on a every down basis, and you would like to look at other opportunities," I said, "I won't stand in your way. You've given me too much, and you've been too much of a pro. I don't think I've ever been with more of a pro than a guy like John Lynch. I mean, he's the type of guy that you look at in the future, you say, hey, could this guy be the president of the United States? He's that type of guy." And so I felt like I owed it to him that to just look at his options, if it is football, if it's retirement, whatever he wants to do, because he's given me everything that he could give the 4 years that he's been here. And when a guy's not happy, doesn't feel right, then I'm going to give him his opportunity to do what he thinks right for his future.
Were you surprised at all at his decision?
You know what, to be honest with you, when I talked to him after the OTA days, you could see how important it was. And when I talked to John, I said, "Hey, you know, a lot of guys, the reason why you're so successful is you got that mindset. You want to be out there every down. But if you're not," I said, "you could be such a great teaching tool to these young guys, but you might not be happy just playing first, second down." And what's made John, you know, a Hall of Fame player is that type of mindset, you know. He wants to play every down, and I can't blame him. I'm not going to say that he can't. But I had to give him an honest evaluation where we were, what we thought as a staff. And one thing you do with a veteran player, you never lie to him. You tell him exactly where he's standing, where you see his role. And if he accepts that, you got a chance to do some good things. If he doesn't, then the best thing to do sometimes is part ways. But if you're honest to each other, then you got a chance for good things to happen. And, you know, I wish him well.
How do you plan to replace him both on the field logistically and then in the locker room, that leadership void?
Well, you never find players like John Lynch from a leadership standpoint. They're one in a million. Like I said, you know, he's got everything that you look for in a person, as a player. It's tough. But we've got some excellent players out there right now that are competing. Like I said to John, it's hard for me to say that you're not going to be on a starter on a nickel package. But I said, heck, I got to be honest with you, right now you would not be. And so, he believes that there's other opportunities out there for him. And if he gets one, heck, I'll be rooting for John as long as it's not in the AFC West. But if it is, I'll be rooting for him as a person, just not in the games we play.
Mike, in his 4 years here, what do you think you'll remember most about John Lynch as a Denver Bronco?
Yeah, I think that John is probably the most well-rounded person I've ever been with. You know, if you talk about football, you talk about leadership, you talk about family, you talk about community. I mean, everything that you look for in a guy, everything you look for in a man, regardless of football. And once he's done with football, whatever he decides to go into, he'll be the best at it because he's that type of guy. You know, he's got charisma, he's got class. He just got his priorities in order. So that's why it's so tough to have a guy like that go. But I always believe that you got to be honest with people. And the way you lose friendships with people, is, especially as they get older, is if you don't tell them the truth. And I had to share with him what we thought as a staff and what his role would be. And at the same time, we accepted his decision as well. And that's why we released him with, obviously, no compensation.
Do you think it's hard for players that, obviously there's great players and sometimes injuries end their career, but for people who have been around 10, 15 years to look in the mirror and really give an honest assessment of where they are in their career?
Well, like I said, the reason why he's a Hall of Fame player, the reason why he's been to 9 Pro Bowls, the reason why he's won a Super Bowl, the reason why he was the leader in Tampa, the reason why he's a 4-year captain here is, he's a true pro. But you got to be honest with them too. You got to say, hey, this is where we see your role. And what's made John the type of player he is that, hey, he believes that he's still going to go out there and do it. And I'm not going to question him. But, that's where we're at right now.
Now, Mike, he's a pro. He understands the situation. You're being honest with him. When he says that now he thinks he's going to go ahead and leave, do you try to talk him out of it, or do you just say, well, if that's what you decide?
Well, what I have to do is tell him what I see his role is. And as I told him, I said, that's where I see you now. I said, it could be at the end of training camp, and you could be first team safety, and you could be on the first team nickel. Or you could be a second team safety, and you could be on a second team nickel. I said, I don't know. I said, the only way we're going to know is how you practice on a day-to-day basis, how you play as you get older. We're all evaluated that way. And that's what I got to do with these players. I mean, we come in the locker room every day. I don't care if you're a first-round draft choice. I don't care if you're a Pro Bowl player. I don't care what you've done. We're going to all go out there, and we're going to compete every day, and the best people are going to play. And, when you have a guy like John who's done it year in, year out, and to lose a guy like that, it's tough. It's really tough. I shared that a little bit, our conversation that I just shared with you, with our players last night. Because anytime you lose a guy like John, they deserve to know exactly what conversation I had with him a month or a month and a half before. And the type of conversation I had with John Tuesday after practice. But one thing about John Lynch, whatever he does, he's going to be the best at it.
Were you able to sense at all during those first 5 days of camp that he was different, that he wasn't happy?
John's such a pro. You really don't know. I knew John would never be happy not playing every down. I mean, that's what's made John John. But some players, accept the role that if they are starters and they can kind of work with the young guys and kind of build up their game. And some guys they're so competitive, they want to be out there every down. And if not, heck, they'd rather retire. And I respect that. Or they want to go with another team where they can do that. John's going to check out his options. The great thing about it, he's healthy. He's worked his rear end off. There's no injuries. you got a guy that takes care of himself. So, as I said, I wish him well.
You said, John, that his time was coming to get some reps in the nickel and the other packages.
Pardon me?
Did you tell John his time was coming, practice-wise, to get some reps in the nickel and the other packages that he felt maybe he wasn't getting in the first 5 days of camp?
Well, I mean, any time you're, not in the first unit, you don't get a lot of reps. Just like the second and third players don't get a lot of reps. But you're evaluated every day with your base package as well as your nickel package. You know, John shared with me, he said, hey, I've lost some of my concentration even in our base packages. I made some mistakes I would never make just because, I was thinking of the disappointment not playing all the time. So, I mean, I understand, his thought process, and I respect it. And that's one of the reasons why we released him.
Since you've given all those accolades to John, even saying he could be president of the United States, if he does land in the broadcast booth and criticizes you, does that mean you're going to take it as gospel since it's coming from him?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. It really hurts when you get criticized from a guy that you really respect. And if he criticizes me, not only my wife will get after me too, because he walks on water in our house.
Mike, with Rob retiring last week and John now getting let go, is there concern about leadership in the locker room, or is it maybe just open up the chance for new kids to emerge?
Well, first of all, Rod's been gone for a while. He got hurt. I think everybody knows his injury when it occurred. Even though retirement was just a short time ago, Rod hasn't been with us, but his presence has been out in the field. I think John said it best. If you're not out there playing, it's hard to lead. And, Rod Smith, even though he's a consummate pro, it's hard to be a leader when you're not out there. Guys got to step up and take leadership roles. We've got a young football team. We've got some older vets. It'll be interesting to see who does step up and take a leadership role.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, guys, thanks.